You know, they can bury three times as many people in these cemeteries if they want to. Bury them standing up.
You get them in going this way, right?
Yeah, you get three more in each grave.
I don't know if I want to be buried standing up. I think I want to rest, you know.
You think it'd be time to rest then?
Time to rest, time to lay down, that's right. And in the old days, when someone died, would the family go into a period of...
mourning?
Yes.
I don't know if they ever mentioned that, but I'm sure they did a lot of mourning about it.
Yeah, okay. Now, can you remember when you were growing up, were there any haunted houses in Walden? Or?
Yes, there's one up here on the hill that they always said was haunted. I never did go in it when it was... Did you ever go in when the kids were... We all kind of stayed away from it because they said it was haunted.
Haunted by, what would you call
ghosts.
It? Okay. Okay.
Our little great-grandson was here the other day and he had some kind of a new toy. What was it called? A Ghostbuster or something? He said, can I go down the cellar? See if I can find any ghosts down there.
Now, the opposite of God is the old guy downstairs is the, if God is above, who's down?
Oh, the devil.
Okay. Would you ever call him anything else?
Yeah. The demon.
Okay.
Devil.
Okay. Can you remember when you were growing up, if your family had, was your family superstitious? Did y'all have some?
My mother was.
What were some of her superstitions?
She was very superstitious about the 13th, for one thing. It was very bad luck to bring a umbrella, open up an umbrella in the house. If you spilled salt, it was bad luck. You should pick some up and throw it over your left shoulder. And you're never supposed to carry an axe through the door, through the house. Mm. Mm. She had a lot of them. She never thought you ought to watch somebody clear out of sight when they were leaving.
Really?
She felt bad for them to go, but she never watched till they got quite out of sight.
That's what I haven't heard before.
13 at the table was a really a no-no. She just would never do that.
I want to ask you a couple of expressions like we were doing before. If you've worked all day and you're really exhausted, you'd say...
You're tired as a dog.
Okay. How about if you're really disgusted at something?
Really teed off, or...
Okay. How about if you're really angry?
Mad as a hornet. Great.
Great. How about when you were little, if you were frightened of something?
Scared to death.
Okay. Okay. How about if you had to leave someplace in a hurry, you would tell the people there, I've got to what?
Got to run.
Got to run.
Okay. Okay. Now, on the 25th of December, you wish people a...
Merry Christmas.
And a week later?
Happy New Year.
Okay. Now, the state north of here is called what?
Wyoming.
Okay. What are people from Wyoming called?
Wyomingites, I think.
Okay. Since you live so close to Wyoming, is there kind of a rivalry with Wyoming? I mean, do you make fun of people from Wyoming?
No, I don't think so. I think they're pretty much accepted here.
Okay. I just wonder if you had any funny names for them or anything like
no.
that.
No.
They're outsiders.
They're outsiders. Because you're an insider.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. I just know South Carolina and North Carolina have a kind of a rivalry.
Do they have a
we
rivalry?
Call, you know, we have all kind of funny names for each other.
We've right? always kind of been connected with Wyoming on account of
the railroad.
Early days going to Laramie for groceries and... so many things.
How far is Laramie from here?
65 miles.
Okay. And people from Colorado would be called what?
Coloradoans.
Okay.